Hey, this is Scott Powell online number 011, and we start off this morning with the answer to our trivia question from the last podcast. Our answer, wake up without an alarm. If you missed the question, we ask that you simply go back and listen to the previous podcast to get it. Thanks. I appreciate it. I really do. Things I could do if I had a job. That's a list of things we started last Friday. Today we start a new list. Things I could not do if I had a job. Number one on that list. Watch cat videos online all day with the sound turned up. I say that not because I watch cat videos, or should I say I don't go out of my way to watch them, but I don't watch cat videos online all day with the sound turned up. I couldn't do that if I had a full-time job. So, moving into Tech Talk this morning, Apple has done it. They have revealed their in-car device, and it's called CarPlay. CarPlay is basically an iPhone in your dashboard. In other words, you'll be able to use your favorite apps, you'll be able to use the mapping, you'll be able to use the messaging services, and yes, it has Siri incorporated into it. It'll be able to control some of your normal car functions like your heating and cooling, and you'll be able to listen to your favorite radio stations through iTunes Radio, also some other third-party apps like iHeartRadio. And I'm sure by the time it's released, the apps TuneIn, which I use, and the app Radio Player will probably all jump on board with it. Now, notice I said listen to. You'll be able to listen to your favorite radio station over the internet, but you won't be able to listen to your favorite radio station over the air. And that is because CarPlay will not have a physical AM/FM receiver built into it. Now, that's not to say you can't have a radio also installed into it. What that basically means, and you already know, it's going to cost you a little more to have your car radio. And I hate to say it, a guy that loves technology and advancement as much as I do, I hope there's never a day that whenever you get into an automobile, that there's not a physical radio in it. It's probably not a big deal to the younger generation because most everything they do or listen to comes through their phone or some sort of MP3 player. But to old guys like me that have spent 20 plus years or more in radio broadcasting and broadcasting the key over the air radio, I hate to see the car radio go away like the cassette or the 8-track player. So I'm speaking up. Join me. Don't ever let our radios leave our dashboard completely. Even though I'm not making a living doing it now, I hate to see the radio completely vanish from our cars. Now, with that being said, just a quick promotion for, yes, internet listening and over the air. If you love classic country music, tune in to my friends at Curly Country. It's a radio station here in the Midwest. You can pick it up from the eastern side of the Kansas City Metro. It's at 103.9 on your FM dial. No matter where you're at, you can tune them in online at krlicountry.com. And they play nothing but great classic country music. So for a change of pace, give them a try, whether you're in the area or not. You have options. I'll have the link to their website posted. You know, when you're looking for something a little different, give them a try. And I'm very excited about this radio station because they're offering something none of the other Kansas City radio stations are, and that is nothing but classic country music. I'm really excited to see how they find, keep, and build their niche listening audience. Our trivia question today, the average 35-year-old woman owns at least three of these and really can't use any of them. The average 35-year-old woman owns at least three of these and can't really use any of them. What is it? We'll have the answer for you the next go-around. We'll leave you with this. Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I say that out loud to make sure it is a reminder. I hope you can use that reminder as well. It's Joshua 24:15. Yep, you'll find us all over the web. We're at Facebook, we're on Twitter and LinkedIn, and of course, right here at the website. For now, I'm Scott Powell, online.